We're listening to You Go Down Smooth. It's a new song from the band Lake Street Dive. You go down smooth. It's been a crazy couple of months for the band, who played here at NHPR Studio D a little over a year ago. They had their network TV debut on David Letterman last week and the Colbert Report the week before. And they were handpicked by T-Bone Burnett to play the Another Day, Another Time concert, celebrating the music of the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. That concert aired on Showtime in December. Despite all the appearances and the heavy touring schedule, Lake Street Dive found time to release their much-buzzed-about fourth full-length album, Bad Self-Portraits, last week. I spoke with the quartet of Rachel Price, Bridget Kearney, Mike Calabresi, and Mike McDuck Olson when they were in the middle of recording Bad Self-Portraits at a studio in rural Maine. I asked them if it was challenging to be confined altogether in a studio when they'd really made their name playing gigs on the road.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot less ease in the studio, I think, in general, just because you're working really hard at this song that you've played a ton, but you're trying to get it as perfect as possible.
Perfect as possible, but also to continue to sound fresh and spontaneous. Mm-hmm. You want to play it on the thousandth time the same way that you played it the first time.
Well, you certainly have been able to bring new energy to some old classics. You were kind enough to play live for us here in NHPR Studio D, so let's hear a little bit from that. This is Lake Street Dive covering the Jackson 5's I Want You Back.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from a bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look.
Bridget Kearney there on the bass. I think there's a lot of attention on the bass there. Great solo. But really, at the center of this band is definitely Rachel and your voice. How does that sit with you? I mean, you're kind of the focal point for the band.
It sits great with me. I'm super stoked about it. The main reason I'm super stoked about it is that I get to sing the songs that everyone in this band writes. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most exciting part, because everyone, I think, writes really amazing songs, and like, I grew up singing jazz, so the idea of finding songs and putting my own interpretation on them is something that I've always enjoyed doing, and it's exciting to be able to do it with brand new songs.
Although you've done an EP of covers.
We've done an EP of covers, yeah.
And I'm just wondering about that transition from doing covers to writing your own songs when, you know, you have this sound and this experience of doing covers.
To clarify, the covers album is actually something that we put out after several albums of our own material.
I see.
And now we're in the studio working on another album of all original stuff. Songs from all four of us have songs that are going to be on the new album, so that's super exciting.
So you usually individually write a song rather than collaborate on putting a song together?
Yes. We co-wrote a song on the album Lake Street Dive.
Which one?
In the Car.
Is that called? Or We Love All the Same Songs?
Yes, you're driving along together in the car, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But after that experience, we decided not to co-write much.
Well, I suppose there's only so much time that you can spend together, you know, the four of you in a car, having that kind of life. You know, I imagine you're just going from place to place a lot.
We are.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
But you still seem to like each other. You're just acting nice for this reason.
Oh, no, we love each other.
Yeah. We get along famously. It's sort of silly. I think that a lot of bands, after the amount of touring we do, they start to wear thin on each other and, you know, little things. You start to resent how the other person breathes, stuff like that. But so far that hasn't happened with us. Shoes?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm remembering a while back we were playing at the Club Passim Campfire Festival, mm-hmm. and the band The Low Anthem was playing before us, which is funny because they're huge now. But anyways, one of the band members came up to me after the show and said, "Are you guys a new band?" And I was like, "No, you know, we've been playing for 3 or 4 years." And he said, "You just have this like energy that you seem like you're enjoying this like freshness about playing with each other."
That's Bridget Carney. She is a bass player, and she also sings with the band Lake Street Dive. And let's hear actually one of those originals that you mentioned. This is Bridget's composition. It's called Bad Self-Portraits. This is from the yet-to-be-named album that they're recording right now. This is Lake Street Dive, Bad Self-Portraits. Well, there is nothing quite as lonesome as imagining having a camera that you're about. You want to take pictures of you and your lover, and you end up taking bad self-portraits.
It is really sad. Yeah, that's why we play it so fast. Yeah.
You were all at the New England Conservatory, is that right?
Yep.
I'm just wondering, you know, all of the students there, everyone you could have played with, what is it that brought you four in particular together?
It was McDuck.
Michael Olson, yeah.
McDuck. What did you see? What did you hear in these people that you wanted to
Yeah, Mike,
create?
What did you hear?
You know, I really wish I had a really concise, like, witty, amazing answer for this.
Can you make one up?
I could certainly try. no, it was just a matter of, you know, like, you know, Mike was a buddy of mine from the dorms. You know, I had, like, a class with Bridget.
A class.
Yeah, it's when you just sing ah.
I meant to say a class. I had seen Rachel at just one of the many sort of multitudinous student concerts that were going on sort of daily. And I thought it was just going to be fun. And it's been fun. And I love you guys.
Oh, should we take a little moment here?
Yeah, we're actually all holding hands. I wish you could see this.
Yeah, yeah. You have to do this all the time.
There is some mythology to it, although that was in a way kind of the original impetus. I would say that everybody at music school has these sort of grandiose ideas, you know, oh, I'm going to write for 8 soprano saxophones and, you know, a chorus of seals or something, you know, and, you know, it's a very cerebral place is music school. And I think that in the end, no one writes for a chorus of seals. No one is a free country band. Thank God.
My conversation with Lake Street Dive from back in October of 2012. For more information on the band's new album, Bad Self-Portraits, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org.
And how long has it been since I have given in to what I see, what is right in front of me?
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you do like what you heard, there is much more at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us, you can send us your feedback, or share your ideas for the program on Facebook and on Twitter. After all, we find the most fascinating stories traveling by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.
'Cause you use me up, can you wear me down? When I'm ahead, I get up.